This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An Israeli military spokesperson said 50,000 Gaza residents left northern Gaza on Wednesday, adding that they are leaving because they think Hamas has lost control of the north. Speaking at a media briefing, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said IDF troops would continue Thursday to allow for the north-south movements and that Hamas has lost control. The number of hostages held in Gaza is now at 239, according to Israeli forces, after two bodies of Israelis were identified earlier Wednesday. Hagari added, "There's no ceasefire. We are battling Hamas. There is no ceasefire." The pace of Palestinian civilians fleeing the combat zone in northern Gaza has picked up as Israel's air and ground campaign there intensifies. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. At least 19 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a house near a hospital in North Gaza's Jabalia refugee camp on Wednesday. The enclave's interior minister said, which is confirmed, would be the third on Gaza's largest refugee camp in a week. This is VOA News. Palestinians are forbidden to work, drive, or walk on the main street of the Arab town of Harara in the West Bank. Israeli forces have shut down the entire central area of town. Jan Boschat has the story.
Harara has been a focus of violence in the West Bank. The town is cut off by the main road that crosses the West Bank from north to south, linking important cities like Ramallah and Nablus. It is also surrounded by many Jewish settlements. Before the war between Israel and Hamas broke out, confrontations between settlers and Palestinians were common here, with deaths on both sides. Yambwe Shah, VOA News, Hawara, West Bank.
The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson told key Republican Party majority members on Wednesday he will decide within the next 2 days on a path to avert a potential government shutdown, according to lawmakers. The Republican-controlled House and Democratic Party-led Senate have just over a week to agree on a stopgap spending measure to keep federal agencies open after current funding expires on November 17th. Despite signs of some bipartisan talks between the chambers, Johnson has been focused on finding a solution that his 9-vote House Republican majority can accept. Ivanka Trump testifies she had no role in her father and former U.S. President Donald Trump's personal financial statements, which are central to the civil fraud trial that could reshape the family business. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ivanka Trump took the witness stand Wednesday, telling the court, "I wasn't involved in his statement of financial condition," about her role as Donald Trump's daughter and an executive vice president at the family business, which she left to go with her father to the White House. She was dropped from the state attorney general's lawsuit alleging Trump inflated his wealth to secure loans. But the state still says she was central to some deals. Ivanka Trump testified she did not recall ever having provided asset valuation information for the statements. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Hollywood's Actors Union has reached a tentative deal with studios to end its strike. The contract agreement reached Wednesday still must be approved by the union's board and its members, but the deal brings an end to the months of labor strife that has hobbled production in Hollywood. The union says the strike will be over on Thursday. Screenwriters ended their own strike on September 26th. It was the first time both writers and actors were on strike together since 1960. The details of the agreement were not immediately released, but are likely to be shared with the actors and the public in the coming days. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.